Brian McTavish now joins us from Thinking Bigger Business Media. Thanks so much for coming in, Brian.
Laura Spencer, thanks for having me.
This is kind of relaxing music after talking about the stresses of serving as a school board member.
This is true. Now, I'm wondering, does this kind of music make you want to get on the treadmill or the escalator or the easy chair or all three or none?
I'd say easy chair.
How about sit in the easy chair and have your have a big person put that on the escalator? Have you ever seen anybody? Anyway.
So who was that we were listening to?
Well, is it new age? Is it smooth jazz? Is it what is it? But it is the music of Kiko Matsui, who will be doing her celebrated thing at 8 o'clock Friday night at the Gym Theater. Actually, Kiko's been around for a couple of decades. A native of Tokyo, Japan. She's charted on several contemporary charts, but different charts, you know, jazz charts, new age charts. She's done very well for herself, but I think when you start playing the piano when you're only five, I think that's the key. You hear these people and their great facility, whoever they may be on the keyboard, they don't start when they're 20, do they?
Not usually, no.
not usually.
So it's too late for us, is what you're saying.
Well, it's too late in many ways, Laura, but maybe not in some ways, because we can actually get in our car, or if you live downtown, you can trundle over and catch out Kiko Matsui Friday night at the Gym Theater. I think that would be a recommendable pursuit.
Great. Okay, we got Danny Alexander dancing to this.
Right.
Public Enemy.
Oh, yeah, a little Public Enemy. Now, does that make you want to get on the escalator or run in place? Or maybe that's a bit more active, huh? Yeah. That's actually Public Enemy laying down Louder Than a Bomb from yesteryear, because we have Louder Than a Bomb, the Kansas City Finals, the American Jazz Museum's new citywide youth poetry festival for high schoolers. It's 6 to 9 o'clock Saturday evening, once again at the Gym Theater.
Perfect.
So Friday, you got the easy listening, relatively speaking. And Saturday at the gym, you've got these kids. Let's see, there were 200 or so area schools that participated in this. The actual four finalists are, let's see, Shawnee Mission Northwest, shout out, Shawnee Mission West, Paseo High School, and Lincoln Prep will be competing. It's a great opportunity for the kids to vent their souls, or to find their souls, I guess. You know, they spend so much time, if you forgive me, looking at those little screens in their hands. I don't think that's so hot, maybe. I think it's better to get up there and... let me ask you, Laura, did you ever get up and perform in high school, like in one, you know?
No, I didn't. I did, you know, behind scenes. Makeup and costumes.
Oh, so you were involved in the theater.
So, that's right.
In the theater thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that whole thing where you'd, you know, do the forensic thing and go from school to school to school.
I can see that.
Yeah. Can you? But you know, I never made it up. These kids are making up their own poetry, mm-hmm. and music is sometimes involved. I mean, all I was really able to muster was maybe getting up and doing a humorous interp based on a Woody Allen short story. And the laughs are there. All you have to do is basically memorize it, and you're going to get laughs. And I think there will be laughs. There might even be a few tears. Because it's an emotional thing. These kids are really digging down and sharing of themselves, and that's Louder Than a Bomb, the Kansas City Finals, high schoolers doing what they do, as only they can, at the Gym Theater Saturday night.
So Brian McTavish is here giving us his picks, and you can find them at KCUR.org. Tim Burton Film Fest or no?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I thought the very same thing. That's wild. It does sound kind of haunting. Do you believe in ghosts by any chance?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. Neither do I. Well, here's what I will say, and we'll get to what this is all about perhaps eventually, but it's ghost music for a ghost event. But if I don't really believe in ghosts, but maybe there are parallel universes and we're like, you know, things are bleeding through. You know, maybe there's a mom in the kitchen making chocolate chip cookies, you know, on the other side of the black hole. Anything's possible. And the people who will be attending the Psychic Fun and Feast, a guided ghost tour, starting at 6 o'clock Saturday at the Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, I think they do believe in ghosts. Otherwise, why would you bother?
And it includes a psychic reading, too. So
yes, that's right. You get a meal out of the deal, which is kind of a mockery in a sense because ghosts don't eat. You'd be careful. You know, they could get angry. There's a meal. There'll be presentations. And you get your very own psychic reading. It's not free, you know, $60 or something like that. But, hey, break it down. I think you're going to get your money's worth. And you might even see Casper, the friendly ghost, because kids all know that he loves them so, no matter what their parents think. Big fan of Casper.
So it sounds like music from Peru, perhaps?
Or well, that's what it says. That's what it says on my sheet of paper. It must be, then. It must be true. They wouldn't give us bogus information. I presume that alpacas, those fine furry critters, are they from Peru way? I guess they must be.
Yes, I think they are.
It's the Mopaca, Missouri Alpaca, get it? Mopaca Alpaca Show, in which anyone, if they so desire, can encounter alpacas and their loving farmer owners.
What are they doing here in Kansas City?
Well, they're here to be rubbed and touched and talked to. And, well, it's a promotional event in a sense. I think they'll try to, at some point, when you're meeting the alpacas and their handlers and learning about alpacas and raising alpacas and seeing the alpaca demonstrations and, you know, learning how you can shear them as opposed to having to slaughter them like a lot of these other animals that you have to, you know. And you can shop for alpaca products where you ask. It's at the American Royal Hale Arena, right next door to Kemper Arena, 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to noon Sunday. Admission is free and open to the public. I don't know about this alpaca thing, frankly. I had a little dog when I was a kid, but it made a mess and my mom got rid of it. So I might just check it out, though. It's free. I think it's something to go try. Take the whole family.
That sounds great.
Don't stop me now.
I think everyone will recognize Queen. Are they coming to town? No.
Only in spirit. It's music to be blasted by color by, I guess. There's the Run or Die. Die is in DYI. Run or Die 5K, a non-competitive 5K race. And we're assured that you will be blasted with only eco-friendly color storms, plant-based stuff. 9 o'clock Saturday it starts. Bring your friends. Bring yourself. It starts outside Kemper Arena. They suggest you wear white if you participate.
Storm means that you'll be splattered with colors?
Yes, there will be random acts of color. The color crew will be there, and you'll be hit with color repeatedly, but safely, I'm told. They do say, hey, if you do wear white, of course, you become a human canvas. But on the other hand, they suggest perhaps wearing an old wedding dress or maybe a clown outfit, you know, adding to the whole overarching colorful experience of the event.
Well, we'll have to check it out. Brian McTavish, thank you so much for joining us today. Brian McTavish from Thinking Bigger Business Media.
Laura Spencer, thanks a million.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.